Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchas Basar B'Cholov, discussing the packets that have to do with Heksher Kelim. Today we discuss two ideas, the concept of Holchen Acher Rov Tashmisho. You have a kli that sometimes is used for Irui, sometimes it's used in a kli Rishon. So in terms of how we kasher it, the kula basar, the rov tashmisho, that even though it was used once in a kli rishon, so we're going to, but most of the time it's used, with iri, it's iri from a kli sheni or a kli rishon. So in terms of the heksher is going to follow the rov shimush, the kula. And we're also going to discuss the machlokes by machbas on Pesach. The machbas is like you're in between. Well, we know machbas, you fry things in it, so it's in between bishul and a fia. Sometimes it's an in-between case. So we'll see some interesting ideas that surround the machbas. Do we look at the frying that occurs? Are we choshish that there is frying without a medium, and therefore it's like a fia, and therefore it's going to require kosherization through libun? Or do we look at it since that the frying by definition has a medium, at least to start off with? Do we look at it as a bishul, and therefore the kosherization would be with Hagala, which is easier to accomplish. So we'll discuss Holchen Acher Rov Tashmisho and the case of Machbas, the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah. So we saw previously in the, when we're discussing the halachas of the spoon, we saw in the smack, was Mekel Gabi. The smack pointed out that though we may be Mekel by Cham Miktsasoi, not to say Cham Kuloi, that when part of the spoon was inserted into the, part of the milchik spoon was inserted into the fleshik pot, so we only need Shishim Keneged, the part that was inserted. We do not say Cham Miktsasoi Cham Kuloi. But regarding the Hagala, we're machmer that you have to do Hagala on the whole kli. In terms of contamination, we don't say Cham Miktsasoi Cham Kuloi. In terms of the kosherization, we're machmer to require Hagala on the whole spoon, even though part of the spoon was inserted. The point is that the kosherization is more chomer than the contamination, and similarly the hagal smack. The Rabbeinu Peretz said the hagal. I'm quoting him now over there. Hagala eino moeles ki im dafke beroischin. And I think the Rabbeinu Peretz was saying that even though the contamination was not roischin, but the kosherization has to be with roschim in order for it to work. Again, we're machmer in the kosherization, even though the contamination occurred at a lower temperature than roschim. The hagala requires if you want to kosherize it, you have to do a full fledged hagala. So we're machmer on the kosherization. And in the packet here as well, packet 20, we had this idea that we also had this idea. Just a second. Um, So I think in the, also in the smack, so the Ravya, sorry, the Ravya on page 3, so the Ravya says, Ka'aros Tzrikan Mahagil B'Kli Rishoin, V'loshna Shel Mateches, V'loshna Shel Eitz, Mipnei Shepamim Shoivchin Esa Ka'aros Al Gabi Basar V'Dagim V'Toich HaYoyre, V'Gam Shoivim Ba Marak M'Toich HaYoyre HaRoseches, V'Havale Kli Rishon. So the we're choishish that you used it with a kli rishon. So therefore, you need to do hagala in a kli rishon. It's a little bit similar. Okay, so those are some examples that were more machmer on the kosherization. So let's look at the mechaber Tafnun Aleph Halacha Vav regarding Holkin Bo Achor Rov Tashmisho. Zach the mechaber Kol Kli Holkin Bo. Acharoy Tashmisha Hilkach Ka'arois Afal Pisha the Pami Mishtamshin Behen the Kli Rishon Al Ha'esh Kevin Shirosh Tashmishan Hu Beirui Shema'ara Alechen Mikli Rishon Kachu Haksheron. So even though the contamination, the rove usage here of the Chometz, with Chometz is with Irui, and sometimes it's only Kli Rishon, so the Heksher goes according to the Rov. Heksher goes according to the Rov. And then the Magen Avraham says, Shapami Mishtamshin of Oj Shorin Behen Pite Lechem Me Ace the Ace. So now that's going in the Ramah, sorry. Mitoicha Klima. Yeah, so they don't see anything here. Right, okay, so they're not saying anything. So he's going, he's Makel. In other words, even though the within the it got contaminated with Chametz through usage in a Kli Rishon, the Heksher is through Irui, and it's following it, so it seems to be going against the general idea that I was trying to bring up, that the kosherization were more machmer, and it also goes against the principle of Kabbalon Kach Polton, right? The way that you kasher a kli is the way that was got contaminated. Here it got contaminated one time with the kli rishon with chametz, so it's done, right? Finished. You know, it's done. It's now absorbed chametz into the walls of the kli through kli rishon. So if you do irui on it, it's not going to get the chametz that went into the walls with that particular heat. The heksher of Irui is not going to get out the chametz that went in with the putting it into a kli rishon of chametz. So it doesn't seem to be following the principle of kabbalon kach polton. The Yesh Machmirin says the Ramah lahagil haka'arois b'kli rishon. V'yesh ma'achrin v'hagil haka'aras v'kli rishon v'chein hu haminhag. Bechain bechol davar she yesh lechus shemen ish tamish by bechli rishon can go in kapos for kadoima there's a yesh machim in the hagel kol davar she shtia soy afal pishu she tashmishon betzoinen mishum to the palmi mishtam she bechain bechamen. So the Ramaz is seemingly he's choshesh for that it was boileah al yedei kli rishon, and therefore the anything less than hagala is but roiskin is not going to remove the chametz that got into the kli. So so we're going to look at both. We have a Magen Avraham here. So the Magen Avraham says in Vav, just to go back a little bit, I don't know if you have this in the packet, Magen Avraham Vav. He brings a Hayat. So then, says the Magen Avraham, "Od near lead the few mashik pasuv besif vav behagad the ain holchin achar roif tashmishoy." Right, the Ma argues on the Mechaber that we're not holchin achar roif tashmishoy. Imkain haya hasakin tsaret libun. Yeah, so the Magen Avraham is confirming that the Ramad is not holchin achar roif tashmishoy. He doesn't possible like that. So the kasha really is then on the mechaber. He seems to be going against the ideas that we saw were more machmer on the kosherization than on the contamination. And it doesn't seem to follow Kabbalah kach paltoy, that basic rule of heksher kelim. Because if it was contaminated with a kli rishon, even though that was once in 100 times he used it, it got contaminated through Irui, the heksher through Irui is not going to remove the chametz that went in through Kli Rishon. So there's in the packet you have the Rav Moshe and the Chavos Das, they raised this question. And the Mishnah Berurah says over here on the Mechaber, he says, if it's a ben yomo keli, and it was all yedei or, you need hagala, even though that the rov tashmisho was all yedei irui. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the kula of the mechaber over here to holech achar rov tashmisho, that one time he used it for in kli rishon, and 99 times he used it for irui. So the heksher is with irui. That's only if it's a ein ben yomo. The klal of holchen boy achar reiv tashmisha is only if we're kashering an enu ben yomo keli. If we're dealing with a ben yomo keli that was contaminated with chametz through kli rishon, then you, even the mechaber would hold that you have to do regular hagola. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, if it was contaminated, it's a ben yomo, and it was contaminated through ore, the chametz went into the kli through direct fire, and there's no emtsai buffering the chametz going into the kli, so then and it's ben yomo, so you're not holchen achar roif tashmisha. You have to deal with the fact that you have to do libun. So this is all ein ben yomo. Holchen boy achar roif tashmisha is only if it's a ein ben yomo. If it's a ben yomo, then you have to deal with you follow the regular rule of kabbalah kach paltoy, right? Kabbalah kach paltoy, So that's that klal. So the Mechaber fits in with everything. He's not, right? Because if you're dealing with Ben, and in Ben Yomo, it makes sense. It's nice in time of Gam. You've lost, however the Chametz went into the Kli, it's Nifgam, it's Ein Ben Yomo, so you can be Mekel to, in the way you Makshir, because Midraisa, you don't need Heksher. Midraisa, there's no Chametz. Okay, so now let's move on to the Machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, regarding Machbas. Right, so this is in Hilchos Pesach, Taf Nun Aleph, Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Machbas Shemetagnin Ba Muteres Bahagolot. So a frying pan, you fry things in it, and you fry chametz in it, so you can kosherize it through hagola. And then he, right, the im haya arucha meisim chetzia v'hafach od u'meisim chetzia ha'acher. So if it's a large kli, the hagola can be done piecemeal. Hagola is not like tefila; like the tefila has to be basachas. Heksher kalim to remove unwanted substances from your pot. So it does not have to be. It's not like tefilas kalim. It can be done piecemeal. You do one part of the kli. You purge the substance, and then you do the other half of the kli, and then and purge it. It does not have to be basachas mihmai rucha. V'yoyser malavna v'emsa, and if even when you do it piecemeal, the middle of the kli didn't get was not contacted in the hot water, so then you have to do liban on the middle. Zakzurama ubeliban kolduhu shikash nisraf alav sagilo, and the Rama the Shitaso holds that Mordechai that holds that heterabala allows you to use heterabala, even alideya or allows you to do the libun kal. Kind of the Rama wants to say that chametz is heterabala, and therefore you can use the libun kal, even though it's balei alideya or. He's saying the shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said you need to do libun, and he's saying the libun that you can do over here is a libun kal. I guess it's in the shita of the Rama, shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that this thing at worst only needs hagala. The middle didn't get into the hot water, so you need to do libun on it. That's your only option. Since it only needed hagala, then the libun that comes instead of hagala is a libun kal. So it's not the Rama the Shitasai at this point of the comment. I think the Rama is saying that in the shita of the Mechaber, even according to the Mechaber, since the Mechaber holds all that you need is hagala for the machbas, so the corresponding libun when you need hagala is libun kal. And that's what the Rama says here. Liban kolduhu shekash nisraf alav sagile. So now the Rama is going to argue on the Mechaber regarding the Machbas. Yesh machmir nulabna ha-machbas ach b'libun kolduhu dehu kolduhu dehainu sheyisraf alav kashmir b'chutz v'sagi v'noigin nulabna luchat chila mihu sagile b'hagala im ein boy gumos. So the Rama is quoting the tour that were machmer to do libun on the machbas. He's arguing on the Mechaber, and the libun you need is only libun kal. And then he's messiah mihu sagi le bahagala im ein boy gumus. And it sounds like the Rama is machmer on the machbas to do libun for practical purposes, because there is gumos,
Sorry. Right. So v'noyagin alabnu l'chadchila. You do liban on the machbas. I guess b'di'evid, hagala is okay. L'chadchila you do liban on the machbas. B'di'evid hagala is sufficient as long as, practically speaking, you don't have gumos. Because if you have a machbas that has cracks and you can't, that the chametz is going to get stuck in, the hagala is not going to help. You're going to need libun, just practically speaking. You're going to need libun, practically speaking, to burn out the chametz from the cracks. But, so the mechaber says, hagala is okay for the machbas, for the frying pan, to get out the chametz. The Ramah says, l'chadchila, you should do libun, and libun kal. And I guess here he's holding the shitasoi that chametz is considered heterabala, and therefore you can take advantage of the Mordechai's kula, that if it's heterabala, you can do libun kal. And once you have that, once you only need libun kal, you can do hagala. And hagala would be okay, as long as you don't have gumas. Okay, so let's see the Magen Avraham here on the Mechaber. So the Magen Avraham, Chaf Aleph, explains the Mechaber why Hagala Sagi for Machbaas. Muteres Mahagala, Shahari Ein Oifin Ba, Chametz Bey, Ela Im Shuman. There's a medium here. You have a medium that was going to take the Chametz, carry the Chametz into the walls of the Kli. It's not direct. It's not Tashmisha Alidei Or, because there's a medium. The Chametz is not going directly Umash Umali Shuman Mali Mai. What does it matter? As long as you have a liquid, right? As long as you have a liquid transferring the Chametz, from the Chametz into the wall of the Kli, as long as the water is taking the Chametz, or the Shuman is taking the water, the Shuman is taking the Chametz into the walls of the Kli, so then that is not Tashmisha Alidei Or, and it's going to be enough to do Hagala, and you do not need Libun. Okay, so let's see. Right, the Be'er Hativ says Chav Zayin b'Hagala Dafka B'Tanur Shenefe Boy HaChametz Below Mashke Tzarek Libun. Right, Aval Lo Machbas. So the Tanur needs Libun because there's no Mashke, but the Machbas has Mashke as a medium. The Magen Avraham Chav Beis explains the Shita of the Ramah, why we're Machmer to do Libun on the Machbas. The Pamim Nisyave Shashuman Vaisa Ne'efes Be'en Al Hamachbas. Sometimes you lose your medium. Right? Sometimes you lose your medium. You lose your shemen, and now it's Tashmisha Day Or, and you're going to need Libun to get out the chametz. So the Ramah is chayshish that you're going to lose your medium, and if you lose your medium, then you're back to Tashmisha Alidei Or. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham in Heksher Kedem Kuf Chaf Aleph Magen Avraham Ches. He brings the Maharam Padno. So, Chof Chof Aleph Ches. So let's see the Mechaber over there in Dalid. Machbas Shemetagnin Ba Afal Pi Shele Inyan Chametz BePesach Daila BaHagala. The Inyan Shar Isurim Tzrichin Libun. So the Mechaber's Machmer by Machbas regarding Shar Isurim. It is Mekol by Pesach, by Chametz. So the Magen Avraham brings the Petruvus Menachem Azaria Mipadno. Kosav Hatam Mipnei Shemakbashal Goyim Roiv Tashmishan Belimayim Ela Al Yedei Shar Mashkim Kigoyin Shemin V'Kedoyim Alo. So the Mara Mipano is saying that it's only water that can work as a buffer. You know, only water is considered the buffer to make it not Tashmish Oidei Or. But if it's another liquid, no. And that's why he's saying the Mechaber is Machmer on Shara Surim by Kli Goyim, because the Roiv Tashmishin is B'li Mayim. I don't know, I suppose that Jewish people use more, cook more with water. I'm not Ella. So that's the chomer of machbash shogoyim, is that the emtsoi is not water, and therefore it's not considered a valid buffer. Mash enkein by machbash shel chometz. So machbash shel chometz, you're gonna have water as a buffer, right? A machbas. So maybe it's not a dafka kli goyim. It's shari surin. But by chametz, the buffer is usually water, and therefore you have a real buffer, and it's not considered tashmish al day or. Ulfizeh gam b'machbas shel cholov or basar tzarich libun kaven the nivla b'li shum emtsoi. And according to that, a machbas that absorbed heter, basar or cholov. So the understanding is, again, there's no, the buffer isn't water, and therefore it's tashmish oidei or. So that's the machbas is getting kind of tossed all over the place, and the Marami Pano is saying that dafka chometz, we can be mekel because chometz is going to have the buffer of water. It sounds like other things aren't going to necessarily have that buffer, and it's going to be tashmish oidei or. Let us see grotes. Okay, grotes. Machbas. V'chein kosav ha-Mordechai. Soif of Odozora. V'sfira lei d'pamim nisyavish bo v'havi k'tashmisha oyidei or. That's the problem with machbas. Sometimes you lose your emtsoi. That was the svara that the Magen Avraham brought. Why we aser machbas? Because you lose the actual liquid. Not that it's a different type of liquid. It's just you lose your liquid, whatever it is. Because of the beheterabala in Sarat Libun. And that's the Mordechai. If it's a terabala, you don't need Libun. Moshe Kosav Sham, you know, Vodazora. Aval HaRosh. Varavyo Dochu Svaros Svarosom. The Im Kane, the Kedera Nami Lechosh. Behavi Raya mi Tosefta Dovodazora. Umichami Chamin Vitigun. Hine amachaber tafas ikar divrei harosh, ela sheyesh lahachmir. Aval b'chametz de'balav hachi yesh oimrim b'chametz nikra heterabala. Afal gav the lo svira leikain. Right, there's the machlekes, the Rashba and the Isser v'heter. Right? I think it's the Rashba and the Isser v'heter is chametz considered. Heterabala or Isurabala. Sorry, it's a machlok, it's the Rajma and the Rajma holds it's a Isurabala. And we paskin, both poskim go like the Rajma, it's considered Isurabala, but the Shita that it's considered Terabala is a Shita. Aval b'chametz the lav hachi, yeshoim in the chametz nikra, a Terabala. Afal gav the lo sphere they came, we don't paskin like that Shita, kemoshikos of Sham. Mikol Makom Bahai Gavna Yeshli Smoich Alehem. So it looks like the Gra is gonna be Makel by Machbas And he's going to mitzdarif the shita of the chametz nikra terabala. And the Rosh is concerned, the chashash that the Rama presented earlier by Machbas, that Shema the Mayim or the Shemin is going to be Yisyavesh. The shita of the Rosh is not that doesn't occur. In other words, there's always some lachluchis according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, you're always left over with some lachluchis, and you never really have in the Machbas. You never run out of water, and you always have an emtsoi. So according to the Rosh, it's never tashmisha all day. Or you're always left with some lachluchis, and you always have a buffer according to the Rosh. So the Gra is going to mitzdarif the kula of the Rosh with the kula of the shita, the chametz nikra terabala, and will allow us to do hagala. You don't need libun, right? According to the Rosh Ikaradin, you do not need libun. But we're going to mitzdarif the shita that is considered heterabala, and once it's heterabala, you have the Mordechai, right? If it's heterabala, even if it was nishtam mishali day, or since it's heterabala, you can do libun kal, or you can do hagala, and so we're going to mitzdarif the Rosh that says meikar din, you don't need libun, and we're going to start that with the shita that's with the Mordechai through the shita of chametz nikra heterabala. And once it's heterabala, you can then hagala is sufficient, even if it was a bona fide shimush oidei or according to that Mordechai. So there's a couple of things flying over here, but once you say heterabala, You can use the answer of the Mordechai that Hagala is fine even though it's Nishtam Mishali Day Or. And we start off that with the Rosh, who holds that you don't even need it's not even considered Nishtam Mishali Day Or because you never lose the Lachluchis. So it looks like I'm just going to go back into the beginning of this Gra here. The cause of a Mordechai by the Machbas. V'sfirulei the palmim nisyavish ba v'havi k'tash mishu sh'alidei or. Because of the v'etera bala ein tzarech libun k'moshu kasav aval harash v'haravya dachu s'farosom v'di'im kein b'kadera nami lechush v'hevi raimi tosefta. So the Mechaber is really going like the Rush, that by Machbas you can be Mekel, and you don't have to be Choshish for, right? With the Machbas, you don't have to be Choshish that you lost your water, you lost your buffer. The Mechaber is Tafas Iker Divri Arush. That you didn't lose your buffer, and it's not Tashmish Aliday Or, and it'd be Sagi with Hagala. Elo sheyesh lahachmir. You should be machmir, that not like the Rush. You should be concerned that you lost your buffer. Of all the chametz, you don't have to be machmir because you have the shita. The chametz nikra terabala. It's a legitimate shita, because the maisa, even though, of course, we're talking before Passover, we're talking before Shasa Isser, that the keli was boileya, and in status it was heterabala. In other words, the you know like when you cook your pancakes this morning, there was no iser, right? The pancake, the frying pan absorbed the chametz, and no one would say your pancake is usr. No one would say that your frying pan is usr. It's in status. It's a terabala. So it's a very it's a reasonable shita. But if that was, you know, Erev Pesach, and you would eat your pancake kodem shas iser, you would say the same thing. You ate a kosher pancake, and the frying pan is good. So it's just that the shem chametz nikra lov, right? It was always called chametz, right? It never changed its name, so it was always called chametz, and chametz is also on Pesach. So we're machmer to say it's chametz is surah bala, but for the rest of the year, chametz is in status; it's full fledged heter. So it makes sense that it could be called heter bala, and that's what the Gra is doing over here. The Gra is saying that though by shara surim, we should be machmer against the rush. And we should be concerned that the buffer gets dried up. But regarding Pesach, we can be mekol and mitzaref the rush with the shita of chametz that nikra terabala, and then you're only going to need hagala because it's a terabala. We're going to say that beside the rush that it was not ishtamish nali the or, and side the using the Mordechai that's a terabala that you can do libun kal or hagala b'makan libun kal. So there we go. We have the machlekes, the mechaber, and the Ramah machbas, and the Gra here explaining that you can be mekel against the Ramah that we saw in Hilchos Pesach. Because you have the rush and you have the sheet that holds the chametz nikra hetera bala. And so I think we'll hold it there for today. Shkai for listening. Any questions? Okay, Shkai, thank you for listening. Very geshmak inyan and with Hilchos Pesach, everything comes, all the kashrus that we, Hilchos kashrus that we learn kind of comes to life. And it's very geschmack to kind of be able to think about it, think about everything that we learn practically. You may not ever come across having, you know, I mean, because all our kelim are kli iser, you know. When it comes to chametz, you have to, our kelim are, you know, everything else being equal, they're all kli chametz. So, anyway, okay, shkari for listening. Have a great day.